This is it. Day you've been waiting for. I know you're nervous. So am I. My first game too. Now it's time to go out there and put it on the scoreboard. Now it's time to see who has the heart. Now is the time to prove to yourselves and prove to everyone out there that even though you're locked up, you are somebody. You are worthy of something. And you're able to do something special that no one else in the world can do. Ready to go out there and take what's yours.
Yeah!
What you've worked hard for.
Yeah!
But one thing that a lot of people don't know that I want to share with you guys is when I was 22 years old, I came to this city for the first time. I was playing in the Canadian Football League, playing my first pro football game. I was playing for the Calgary Stampeders. We were playing the BC Lions. I was so excited. 2 days later, I got cut. The dream shattered, sent home with $7 in my pocket. I was like, wait, no, I got to play in the NFL eventually. Those are my big goals. That's my dream. You realize that playing in the NFL was the best thing that never happened because it got me here. So my point is, look, you're going to get your ass kicked. We're going to get the shit kicked out of us. You got to get up. You got to have faith that the one thing you wanted to happen oftentimes is the best thing that never happened. So have faith and just keep that in mind and keep plugging away.
Just bring it. That's it. Just bring it. I say that in my everyday life in terms of my challenges and things like that.
Okay, in between sets, as I'm working out, and as I often do in between sets, I slide into your comment section nice and I read your comments just so we could stay connected, and I always know what's on your mind and I can address it. So somebody just asked me a cool question, said, DJ, you're on top. Where could you possibly go from here? And you always talk about outworking your competition. Who's your competition? It's a great question. Thank you for the compliment, by the way. I'm fortunate enough to be on top, but anytime you reach the top, you always want to make sure that you have the desire to raise the bar and take the brass ring to places it's never been. That's the key with being on top. Just because it's never been done doesn't mean it can't be done. And in terms of competition, great question. Everyone's my competition, but a fundamental key that I've learned over the years is, and I'll share it with you, my number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
Double. I knew I wanted to be something, and it was important to me to be something. It was important to me that I didn't fail. But by the way, and if I did fail, at least what was also important was the lesson. And I didn't realize that until I got older. Because, you know, when you're in it, you're in the grind, you don't really recognize those things when you're younger. But I could recognize them now and the importance of them now. And just in terms of the drive and the determination, a lot of it was experience, too. Get your ass kicked, you get back up, and you put the gloves back on and you swing away.
All right, Saturday afternoon, empty gym, the way we like it, tripping over here. It's leg day, which means it's gonna be sweaty, painful, and fun.
They say that nothing good happens in the 4 a.m. hour. Well, I can guarantee you this, it's 4:45 a.m., it's still dark outside. Look at that, the lights just went out, and I'm getting ready to kill this AM cardio.
Train twice. I'll get my cardio in and breakfast, and then I'll go hit the weights. Clanging and banging, we call it.
You know, the masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, when no one else is around, those moments have a tendency to lead to success.
Oftentimes when I see kids and they have been labeled, oh, they're punk kids. True. But there's good in them. And we gotta see that potential. And I enjoy that today, seeing the potential in kids just like he did. Especially kids who are kind of wayward and have been going through it. I know what it's like.
Our most powerful and most important is when we just embrace who we are. It's just believing in yourself and, right. And embracing who you were born to be.
Whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning, by the way, when we were talking in London, mm-hmm. I was getting up at 3 because I had to be on set by 4. So whatever time my call time is, those and directors and our producers, whatever time my call time, so my call time is at 7, then you back your clock up 4 hours, and then that's when I get up and train twice.
Just wrap that 4 a.m. cardio. There's no substitute for hard work.
I get up super early. Generally, I have this thing where I like beating the sun up, not just in terms of, before the sun comes up, I have to get up. How do I do it? It's just important to find balance, and I try and do things really that I really enjoy doing. And a lot of times, you know, it's like in life, right? Life brings like drama, and you gotta deal with this person, and a funky relationship here, and all these things. Work 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know if there's a golden rule. I can tell you this, that I believe anything is possible, right? I live in the world of possibility. And I also believe that anything, we can accomplish anything with our two hands and just putting in the work with our two hands. And also, you hear this often, but it's really, really true. You gotta find something, if you love what you do and be passionate about what you do and find something that you can be passionate, like, it really helps. You know, it gives you that motivation when you wake up in the morning.
Consistently being told that whatever it is that you want to do, you've got to get after it. You got to get after it. There's no substitute for hard work. Hard work always pays. You know, those type of mantras over time. And those are your examples of you know, what it's like to get beat down, what it's like to get, just in terms of the struggle, what it's like to be evicted out of your apartment, what it's like to have your car repossessed and watch your parents go through that is defining as a kid.
You know, I grew up, there was a period of time where I was making a lot of mistakes, David. I was getting arrested multiple times. By the time I was 16, I was arrested maybe 7 or 8 times, fighting theft, doing a lot of things that I shouldn't have been doing. I was really lucky that I had a couple of people who, along with my parents, who saw the potential in me even when I didn't see the potential in me. And it wasn't until I got older, had a little bit of luck, a little bit of success, that I started to understand the value and the power of someone giving back.
Some people call you the best pure athlete in wrestling today. Let's start off with a bit of your history. When you broke in, you were packaged as a part of a wrestling legacy. Your father is Rocky Johnson, or Sweet Ebony Diamond, as Canadian fans know him. Tony Atlas was a family friend, all kinds of family roots. Were you ever concerned that you wouldn't get your chance to prove yourself on your own terms?
No. I was never ever concerned about that, because nor was I ever concerned about trying to fill their shoes, because my dad's, they were just too big, you know, my grandfather as well. But at the same time, I always knew that one day, whenever I got the opportunity, I was just gonna make it happen. Persistence and hard work. I knew one day it was gonna happen. When I made up my mind to get involved in the business that I have a passion for, that I grew up in, I knew that there's gonna be a time where the success will come. And that's through hard work and consistency. It's you know, the same old story, things like that. So it's surprising to a degree, but I was well aware that it was going to happen.